Random House Audio presents Greater by Stephen Furtick. This is Stephen Furtick. Chapter 1. Steve and Me. I used to want to do great things for God. That was before I found something greater. My mom says she'll always remember that she was sitting in a social studies class when the loudspeaker beeped and crackled and someone announced that President John F. Kennedy had been shot and all the kids would be going home for the day. I wonder if I'll always remember that my two sons and I had just shared Kung Pao shrimp at P.F. Chang's when I stopped in my tracks on the way out the door. I had to make sure I'd correctly read the words that were scrolling across every television within sight. Apple founder Steve Jobs, dead at 56. Now, I can't explain why, but my hands were shaky and sweaty as I pulled my iPhone out of my pocket to verify. And one of the very first things I saw was a statement from President Obama. He said that Steve Jobs was among the greatest of American innovators, and that he transformed our lives, redefined entire industries, and achieved one of the rarest feats in human history. He changed the way each of us sees the world. Then I looked at my Twitter timeline to see what the rest of the world was saying about Jobs. Everybody seemed to be weighing in. The outpouring was actually overwhelming. One tweet said, "Rest in peace, Steve Jobs. You led the world into the 21st century." Another said, "Rest in peace, Steve Jobs. You improved life as we know it." And still another tweet said, "Steve Jobs, on behalf of every dreamer sitting in his or her garage who is crazy enough to try to change the world, you will be missed." I suddenly felt the urge to tweet my own thoughts about his passing, but it felt kind of melodramatic for me to share some kind of deep thought about a person I'd never even met. But still, he was the greatest business leader of my lifetime, so I fired off my own three-word tweet, and it just said, "What a life." My next thoughts made my stomach hurt, or it might have been the Kung Pao shrimp. I'm not sure, but either way, I got downright introspective, because I was wrestling with attention. Steve Jobs was a great man. He changed the world through technology. I'm a pastor. I have a mission to change the world through the gospel. But am I really achieving that mission? I'm doing well by some standards, I guess. I love Jesus. I have integrity. I love my family. But still, I'm not redefining an industry. I'm not accomplishing one of the greatest feats in human history. So what am I really doing that matters and that will matter, that'll set my life apart? In short, I guess you could say I was processing the nauseating feeling that when I stack it all up, I don't feel like I'm anything close to being the great man of God I want to be. Some days, actually, I feel like I sort of suck as a Christian. I didn't tweet any of that, but I couldn't stop thinking it. I'm guessing you've had some thoughts like that, too. I'm not saying you want to be the next Steve Jobs or build your own technology empire, but I think we all have these honest moments when we're gripped by a desire to feel that what we're doing matters more, that who we are matters more. And a few hours later, after I tucked my boys into bed and prayed for them, I sat on my bed and opened my MacBook. And for some reason, I felt compelled to pull up a certain Bible verse. It's one of the most staggering statements Jesus ever made. And it goes like this. "I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." And that's in John 14:12. You know, I'd read that verse so many times, but I had a new context for it. And it sliced me with the edge of fresh challenge. Greater things than Jesus, the greatest man who ever lived? What does that even mean? How can we do greater things than Jesus? Does that mean that we're able to do more powerful miracles than Jesus? Have a bigger impact than Jesus? I don't think so. After all, I don't know many people who have walked on water, multiplied fish and loaves to feed thousands, opened the eyes of the blind, or given salvation to the world? If you're looking to be greater than Jesus, put down your crack pipe, my friend, because that's not happening. But here's a way to look at it. By leaving and then sending his spirit to dwell inside his followers, ordinary people like you and me, Jesus released a greater power for us to do extraordinary things on an extraordinary scale. The kinds of things the early church saw and did, the kinds of things he still wants to do today through us. Jesus isn't calling us to be greater than he is. He's calling us to be greater with him through his spirit within us. Meant for more. As I tried to process the brain-bending implications of that claim, I thought through some conversations I'd had recently with people who were feeling disappointed and stuck in their relationship with God and their place in life. I'm meeting more and more believers who are unsatisfied with the kind of Christians they're becoming and the version of the Christian life they're experiencing. These aren't bad people. They aren't gangbangers and ungodly pagans. If they were, their discontent would make a lot more sense. And the thing is, most believers aren't in imminent danger of ruining their lives. They're facing a danger that's far greater, wasting them. And these are some of the very people Jesus talked about in John 14:12, people who are supposed to be doing greater works than, forget about Steve Jobs, Jesus Christ himself. Yet it's not happening. For most of us, the experience of our daily lives is a far cry from the greater works Jesus talked about in John 14:12, or even the achievements of a luminary like Steve Jobs. I mean, we've had some big dreams about what God might want for our lives, but so many of us are stuck in the starting blocks or dragging along at the back of the pack. We know we were meant for more, yet we end up settling for less, and we're frustrated about where we are, but we're confused about how to move forward. I wonder if you can relate. What a life. Miserable mediocrity. We all know instinctively, even if we can't articulate it exactly, that something isn't squaring up. There's a huge gap between what God has said in his word and the results we see in our lives. It's like we've been lulled into comfortable complacency, and then we wake up one day to find ourselves stuck in miserable mediocrity. So we tuck away any dreams and notions of the great things we'd like to do for God. After all, we're doing good enough. Kind of sucks, but it's all we know. And if that's where you are today, I need to share a strong word of warning with you. You can't keep living like this. It's not fine for you to settle for going every day to a job you'd prefer to quit, doing decent work, being a pretty good person compared to your neighbor, paying your bills on time, and sporadically reading the Bible as though it's your guide to the great things God did in other people's lives in the past. Baseline living is not okay, not for a believer in Jesus. There's a price to pay for Christian complacency. If you keep living on this level, your heart is going to shrivel. It might already be shriveling. Your dreams are going to die. They may already be on life support. So will you look up one day and be overwhelmed by the stack of regrets staring back at you? The frustration that's simmering on the back burner right now might boil over one day, and you'll be bitter about the opportunities you missed, opportunities to be used by God, to touch lives, to get outside yourself and be a part of something greater. I know it's not easy, but don't tell me it's not possible. Jesus himself said it was. The fact is, we are so much better than we've become, because God is so much greater than we're allowing him to be through us. Fairy tale greatness. It's one thing to believe all that. It's another thing to live it out. After all, John 14:12 can seem like a fairy tale, the stuff vacation Bible school heroes and Silicon Valley icons are made of, something that normal people like us will never attain. The president probably won't release a statement calling us the greatest anything when we die, and only a few people will remember where they were when the news broke. Nobody will post a blog entry about our lives on a device that we invented. And
Sample complete. Ready to continue?